Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. And I want to mention something before we get into this broadcast today. First of all, Happy New Year to you. Here we are, 2025. And we are experiencing our 50th year of knowing each other.
It's this year.
This year.
It'll be later on, but yep. We were warming up for it.
That's
50
right.
years ago.
50 years ago, we met at Oral Roberts University.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we were like met at birth since we're so young.
No, we met at Oral Roberts University in 1975. And we have quite a story to tell, which we won't do it right now.
Not today.
But the ending story is we met, we married, and here we are.
Here we are. That's
now, this
short
is not
version.
Our 50th year of marriage.
It no, took no.
couple more years couple, before we yeah. got married. But I just thought that's really cool. We've known each other for 50 years.
Did you know you haven't changed a bit?
And neither have you. You've actually gotten younger.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
So that's faith talking right there. That's what faith sounds like.
No, but really, honestly, what an adventure it has been.
It's true.
Knowing each other and learning the word of faith and coming here for my summer job. Which that was in 1976.
Yeah.
It's still going on.
Yeah. I think you're still on parole, but so far it's looking good.
And so thankful for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. We're all thankful for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and all that they've done for the body of Christ, all that they continue to do. And we are here by permission of them to be on this broadcast, which we're thankful for. And we want to let you know that all of the outlines that we're teaching from this week are available kcm.org/notes. And you can follow along with us. You can go there and get those notes and go through these teachings with us. And I'm
had some great testimonies that have come from people using the notes.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, pastors have used them, Bible studies at home. But you can also use that, build your own notebook, you know, as you go through. Sometimes when you hear things and then you think later, now, what was that? And it's easier to go look up a note than to locate the broadcast
right.
again.
Right.
I'm excited about this today.
Yeah, this is really good.
This is going to be a great week this week.
It will be a great week. And I want to begin with something to set the foundation for these teachings. And I want to talk about the importance of the prophetic word. And you know, for many years, we've received a prophetic word through Brother Copeland about the coming year. And last year, he had a word from the Lord about 2025. And it got me so thrilled to be able to teach about it, talk about it. And it wasn't very long. It wasn't a very long word at all. But we found out last year, and this was actually, I first heard this word for him. He called me the day after the end of the Believers Convention that we had last year. And he called me. We were talking about a couple of things. That was on a Sunday after church. And then I could tell when the anointing started coming on him. He started talking about the year that was to come, 2025. And he said this, and I wrote it down, 2025 will come alive. And then he said this, in 2025, the nation will come alive. And I, as a scribe, am writing this down and realizing I am experiencing the prophetic word being delivered. And I knew this is where we're going. This is what's happening. This is what's taking place. And so, first of all, we want to talk about the importance of the prophetic word. Why is that important? Yeah. What does it mean to us?
Well, you know, there are whole denominations that have discounted the ministry of prophets as though that they ended at the end of the Bible. Well, scriptural prophets, you know, to speak scripture, that's concluded, that's done. But if we throw out prophets, we'll have to throw out pastors and teachers and evangelists.
That's right.
Since that's what
right.
Ephesians 5 says.
That's right.
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Mm-hmm. And nothing has given us the right to cut things out of the scripture.
Yeah.
So it's very viable for us today. And it always helps us to understand the age that we live in, the time frame, sometimes to help us understand the very hour that we're living in or what to expect. There's so many different things about the prophet's ministry that we won't go into today, but to throw it out is to miss a blessing of the Lord.
Right.
I like this that we have down, Amos 3:7.
Yeah.
This is from the Amplified Classic. Surely the Lord God will do nothing without revealing His secret to His servants, the prophets. So whether that revealing is something already in the scripture or we need the prophet's ministry to help reveal the secrets of the scripture to us, then that ministry is essential to the church today, and we don't want to miss that. So it's important to understand a little bit about the prophet's ministry so we can take advantage of this ministry
gift. So the central piece of a prophet's ministry is words. The prophet uses words to declare something, to speak something. And I want to give this scripture. This is Jeremiah 1:5 in the 9 through 10. And talking about Jeremiah, the Lord said to him, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. And then it goes on to say, then the Lord put forth his hand and he touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. So we see right here that the Lord puts words into the mouths of the prophets to be able to speak these powerful words.
Yep. And understanding, too, that the prophet's ministry, first and foremost, is teaching the word. It's not just prophesying.
Right, right.
But to speak those words of teaching and instruction, but also those words that they are words that are given to us so that we can speak those words, so that we can see in the scripture specific words for the specific day, an hour that we live in, or the day and hour that we're about to step into. All of that's very important.
Right, right.
And the prophet speaks on a level of authority. This was ordained by God. It helps us that the prophet has a level of spiritual authority, authority and to speak and release the power of God.
Right.
To release the authority of God's word. They are God's mouthpiece.
Yes.
It's like heard Lynn Hammond say that one time, that the prophet is often like a megaphone or a bullhorn when it comes to releasing the power of words. And of course, we've taught on this broadcast before the power of the spoken word.
And Brother Copeland operates in the office of the prophet. You operate in the office of the prophet. There are things that she says that it just stirs. You can tell that there's a stirring that's taking place. You can tell there's a weightiness. There's a weightiness about it that is changing things and changing spheres. And I've seen it through the years with Brother Copeland.
Yes.
Words that would come out. And let me give you an example about this. In 1989, and this is June the 4th of 1989, we were in the chapel building here. And I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was a minister's conference. Anyway, he began to give this prophetic word. And listen to this. He said, the Berlin Wall will come down. It's a sign. The Berlin Wall will come down. And then he went on to say he said, things are going up, things are coming down. And that goes right along with what Jeremiah was given by the Lord. You'll root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build up, and plant. Well, this was June the 4th of 1989. November the 9th that year, the Berlin Wall came down.
You know, George, there are people that will say, yeah, but people were praying. They were praying for 75 years over communism. They were praying. Of course they were. But you remember the example in when they marched around Jericho? And they marched and they marched. So those prayers, all those prayers people were praying, the things they were believing for, that was building and building and building. And then they blew trumpets on that last go-round, the seven trips around that seventh day, and those walls came down. Well, that the prophet's words were like that trumpet sound. And when he sounded that sound, whoo, down she came. Was he the only one that said that? I don't know. But I know it was essential that it be said, and it be said through that extra boost that we were talking about.
That's right. So it took 158 days for that wall to come down, but there was something that took place that day.
And more came down than the wall in Berlin.
That's right.
The thing.
That's right.
It was
right.
More, you know, people were initially just praying about that in Berlin, but that wasn't it. There was so much more that came down, more than just the wall, the tangible wall. There were spiritual walls. I mean, there was a domino effect, both spiritually and politically, that that's never recovered from the hold, the stronghold that it had.
Yeah. And there are people that make the mistake that you hear a word like that, and then nobody does anything about it. They just think to themselves, okay, well, that's spoken.
That's going to happen.
That's going to take place. But we have our part in this because the prophet speaks words for the body of Christ to say and to declare and to contend for, if you will, contending, standing, believing.
Take it in prayer, believe for it. It changes your thinking. 1 Timothy 1:18, this charge I commit to thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mayest war a good warfare, so that you can use these. This is, Bible says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So that's both the scriptural word, of course, and any prophecy given must line up with Scripture.
Absolutely.
If it crosses Scripture,
absolutely,
throw it out. It's not God. But you better double check and see if it does line up with Scripture before you throw it
out. That's right.
I guess we better move along.
Yeah.
Huh?
So going back to the word from the Lord that Brother Copeland had for this year, and that's why we're talking about this. That's why we're saying this to you, because you need to know this. Perhaps you haven't heard this yet. Perhaps you hadn't heard the word of the prophet yet. But that word that he spoke to me, and then he said it again and again and again since that time, 2025 will come alive. It will come alive. And as a pastor, I've been sensitive to the word of the Lord that Brother Copeland has given, that Jerry Savelle has given, that others have given, that speak about what is to take place in this year. And the moment I heard that, I knew what my job was. I knew what my responsibility was, and that I was to pray over that word. I was to declare it over our congregation, and that I was to teach about it. I was to talk about it and not just say, that's a word from the Lord, put it up on a screen and leave it there and do nothing about it. No, I'm in the process right now of contending for that word, and that's what we're doing on these broadcasts. We're contending for that word.
I want to, if I may, just inject this, Pastor. You know, Brother Copeland is not the only man that stands in an office of a prophet, but you can't go around just seeking to hear what every prophet or what every person that claims to be a prophet. I mean, I've seen them come in every kind of shape, form, size, from just all of a sudden one day somebody decided because they got a witness of something from the Lord that it's God to be said and they're a prophet. That's not the case. So let the Lord bring those things to you. The people that you're connected to, that's your part of that assignment that God's given the body of Christ. And, you know, there might be some that you've been connected with before and listen to those. But if you start hearing everybody, it can get confusing because not every prophet has a word to speak to every person about everything. There are some things that are said to the church, some things that are said to the backslidden, some things that are said to the sinner, some things that are said to nations, a nation, a city. So you just, I don't mean to get off into teaching about that, but it's good to understand. So watching this broadcast, this is something that we are to pay attention to, because Paul was very specific to Timothy. He said, I want you to pay attention to the prophecies that had to do with you, because you need to use those prophecies to contend and to wage a good warfare for them.
2025 will come alive. In 2025, the nation will come alive. And those two words, come alive, that's what the Lord had me really focus on, is come alive. What does that mean? When he's saying something about something coming alive, it means that there was no life in something before. To me, it means that something was lifeless.
Or greatly reduced in its life, you know, leaning that way. Not having the life it did have, or not having sufficient life.
And it's something that needs to be reinvigorated with life. Life needs to be infused into it. I use an example about an individual who's down and who has been depressed, and all of a sudden they get deliverance and they get set free, and they, if you will, come alive.
Come
to life. Their countenance will brighten up. And so we can come alive spiritually, we can come alive in our soul, we can come alive in our body, we can come alive in our finances, mm-hmm. we can come alive in our families, our church, we can come alive. And I'm telling the congregation that we are coming alive as a congregation. We're coming alive and something's happening, something's changing, something is going to be different in our lives that is going to take us to another realm.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
You know, God is interested in us as individuals before we are as just as a group, because individually we affect the group.
Yeah.
And then as a group, we're affected individually. So this is going to be an exciting year, mm-hmm. George.
Yep.
And the reason, another thing to be aware of is that with the increase of life, why is that essential? Well, in part because the devil's doing everything he can, as well as his crowd, to embrace the culture of death, honor death,
right.
inject more death, embrace death, cause more death. So to counter that, we have to know how to experience more life, both in quality and in quantity.
That's right. And as I was beginning this series and studying about it, and studying about this coming alive, the Lord gave me a scripture. It's Ezekiel 37, 4 through 6 in the Message translation. And this is the Lord, this is talking about the dry bones. And he said to me, prophesy over these bones. Dry bones, listen to the message of God. God, the Master, told the bones, watch this. I'm bringing the breath of life to you, and you'll come to life. I'll attach sinews to you, put meat on your bones, cover you with skin, and breathe life into you. You'll come alive, and you'll realize that I am God. What a powerful word that is. He says, you'll come alive, and you'll realize that I am God. And I believe that's what this is all about. People are coming alive to know the Lord God. People are coming alive in the nations to know who God is. There is a transformation that is taking place, and 2025 will come alive, and 2025 is coming alive in your life, in my life, in the lives of people all over the world.
You know, it's, I think people, maybe they would agree with this, off the top of their head, but deep in their hearts, question it. And that is how much God wants us to have life.
Yes.
It's John 3, 14 through 16 verses, you know, you've heard, perhaps if you were even a kid in Sunday school, you might have heard it. As Moses lifted up the serpent, Jesus speaking here, in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He was lifted up on a cross, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is God's, if he could say it this way, his very self-determined purpose is to get the life of God to us.
Yes.
His total enemy, he's no friend of death. And therefore, he's given himself completely to see into it that we have the life of God. It's important, George, at this point, before we go any further, that we look at God's life. Because it's not life that he gives, okay, he is life, but we're going to give you something else, some substandard quality.
Mm-mm.
But he's going to give us the very life of himself.
Yeah.
And it's not just a quantity, it's a quality of
that's
life
right.
that's so God that it cannot cease to exist.
And that's all wrapped up in the word Zoe. Zoe, life.
It's a Greek word.
The Greek word, Zoe, and it means the life of God, the life as God has it. Think about that. Having within us the life that God has. You will come to life when you know that. You will come to life.
It's the life that makes God, God.
Yeah, that's
right. It's his essence, just like we have life that makes us people. It's different than the life that makes an animal. We are not just, we're not animals. the life that makes God God. That's what he's
That's
given
right.
us.
And when we were born again, eternal life was imparted into our spirit. Now, we have to know about that and develop our knowledge of that and be aware of it. But it's on the inside of us. And that eternal life is not only given to us for us to operate in here on the earth and us to be healed and well and whole, but it is also supposed to work through us,
yes,
to others,
to the nations,
to people, to let them see our countenance and them go, what is it? What is it about you? I can remember a quick testimony about being at a restaurant. We go to this restaurant sometimes, and there's a young man there that serves us. And one day I was finishing up our meal. I took the check. I went, gave it to him, and I gave him the credit card, and he looked up at me and he said, I want to know more about God. Oh my God, I sense it right now, just that the impact that that had on me, and it caught me for just a moment. He said, I want to know more about God.
So he did, but here's the thing, George, he didn't just randomly say that. He saw something in you.
In me. He saw something in us. And there's a difference. There's a difference in people who know Jesus who don't know Jesus. The love of God is in us. The life of God is in us.
If you let it flow.
Exactly.
And that's what we're going to be talking
exactly.
about more this week
yeah.
is acknowledging that life, recognizing what it is, God's yeah. passion to get it to us and through us. And then we'll talk some about how we will do that. And it's a gift of God.
That's right. And he got saved.
And
awesome. He's coming to church.
And he's coming to church. Yep. And he's bringing people with him too.
That's right.
He's
that's,
a go-getter.
That's right. So, talking about the offer.
Oh, yep. Right. We should go to that. Well, first of all, it's this little series. This is so exciting. Get to offer something I did. It's called There Is Life in the Pages.
That's so good.
It's so funny.
It's so good.
Yeah. So Life in the Pages. And this people say you can't put God in a box, but he did. He put himself in a book. And it's literally these pages are paper and ink. What was it? One Hebrew rabbi, he said, the ink is not alive, but the letters are.
Mm.
Whoo! Whoo!
Yeah.
Whoo, get a witness. So we want to offer this product to you so that you can get it and start. And you'll see even more as we go this week mm-hmm. how available this life is and how we yeah. grow in it, how we can develop in it, and let the power of the life of God
yeah.
that's in the Word of God get into us so that we can know how to walk in it and release it.
Yeah, that's right. So, the Word of God is a life-giving force. It says that in Hebrews 4:12, that the Word is alive and full of power. What does it say in the Amplified Translation?
It's quick, it's powerful, it's
energizing.
Energizing
yes.
and operative
yeah.
and effective.
And so this is the source of our life. And if you will, you can see the Bible here, and when you read it, it's like a transfusion. And the Word of God is going
life.
Into you, and it's bringing life. After all, there is life in the blood, isn't there?
There is life in the
The life of the flesh is in the blood.
So
praise God for that. Praise
okay,
God for
right.
that.
So if you want more information, just coming up right now to show you how you can get your copy of the Life. There's Life in the Pages.
What if the Bible wasn't just a book, but a living, breathing reality? What if everything you need right now is already written right in the pages of God's Word? In her powerful MP3 teaching, There Is Life in the Pages, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson's reveals how God's Word is not just about Him, it is Him. In a world that's constantly shifting, you can step into the unshakable reality of the living Word. When you know the Word, you know how to relate to God, what His character is, and how He operates. It will transform every area of your life. Receive the invitation to experience His presence, His power, and His promises like never before. Become a true disciple of Jesus and watch what happens when you put God's Word first place. You can walk in the same victory He does. The life you've been seeking is right here. In the pages of the Word of God. Enhance your understanding of the Word of God and let it bring life to you. Get your free copy of There Is Life in the Pages on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Allow the Word to transform your life as you receive greater knowledge of God Himself. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
Read that next verse, John.
And who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
There is nothing that affects all men on the whole planet, especially like political authority, but really all authorities. Right. And today is a really special day. Today we're inaugurating a new president in the United States of America. And that impacts, as you know, the United States, but also the whole world.
It does.
And he goes on to explain, that affects our freedom and ability to preach the gospel. It's not something that's minimal or separate. It's highly important. And I'm excited for you to pray.
Why don't you pray?
Over there.
Absolutely.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up President Trump to you and all of those in authority that are around him, appointed by him, all those that have been elected newly and are inaugurated this month. Lord, we pray for them that the life of God will be quickened in their spirit, in their minds, their emotions, their intents, their purposes, in their bodies for protection, for health, for increase, for well-being.
Yes.
But most of all, Lord, that they would know you.
That's right.
We give you praise for that today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't forget the offer. There is life in the pages. You need to get this. This is outstanding.
Yes. Amen. And we want to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget that God loves you. We love you. And
Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.